Happy Feels Podcast Random Episode. Hello and welcome to the first episode ng Happy Feels Podcast Random Episode Season 2. For this season, ito na ang unang episode. And ironically, kahit ito yung last sa apat, yung kasi fun feels, and then feelings, and I mean feels code, and then feelings, and then ito yung last dun sa apat, yung random episode. But ironically, ito yung una kong ni-record kasi ito yung pinakamadali. Basically, kailangan ko lang ng topic, tapos from the topic tsaka ako mag-spill ng kung anong gusto kong sabihin tungkol dun sa topic na yun, or whatever issue, or basta kahit ano, anything under the sun. So, ito yung pinakamadaling gawin. Kaya ito na yung inuna ko para it's already out of the way. Ma-edit ko na. Taray. Nag-edit ako. Ma-edit ko na siya at nakapila na siya. So, meron akong one down if matapos ko itong i-rec. Madami akong actually inisip na i-topic for today's episode. Meron akong inisip ko yung like life realizations, na parang yung sa YouTube ko, yung limang bagay na natutunan ko or patuloy ko pa rin natututunan kasi hindi natatapos ang pagkatuto. Basta kahit anong random thing. Pero recently, I've been feeling strongly about the negative effects of toxic positivity and how it invalidates the basic human experiences, na I don't know, masyado na siyang embedded sa system na nagiging mali, as in morally wrong, na meron kang nararamdaman na anything negative. And it really bothers me, na especially when you're aware, kasi I think dati ako din ganun, na I have this toxic positivity na hindi ko naman masyadong ini-impose sa ibang tao, pero more so na ini-impose ko sa sarili ko. Whenever I think about it, I think yun yung naging root cause, one of the causes kung bakit nahihirapan akong mag-deal with my negative emotions, na masyado ko siyang nare-repress. Yung toxic positivity ko, ang naging resulta niya, naging practice ko na i-repress, i-invalidate, at isantabi na lang yung mga feeling ko na negative emotion, tulad ng lungkot, tulad ng galit, na it came to a point na hindi ko na siya kayang i-repress. And which is why I feel strongly about it, na I wish I would have been kinder to myself and more open to these feelings. Kasi, alam mo yun, in the long run, I would have had the chance to deal with it more maturely. Now, why do I want to talk about it now? I think it has become more prominent recently, or mas madalas ko lang siyang makita kasi right after the elections, there were a lot of people who were sad and there were a lot of people who were angry because there are a lot of people who felt strongly for the elections. They felt hopeful. I think it's common, it's not surprising that when you are presented with hope, of course you kumbaga aasa ka na ito na yung gusto mo at makakamit mo yon if you work hard enough. And that's a different story. When you work hard, yung mentality na when you work hard makukuha mo yung gusto mo. And anyways, it's a different story. But and after seeing the result na hindi yun yung favorite result for you, of course you will be sad. Of course you will be angry at some point. And it's not wrong because you're human. Kung right after nung result at hindi favorable yung naging result at naging masaya ka, then maybe you never felt strongly in the first place. Or you're depriving yourself of the emotions. It's normal. It's normal. And it breaks my heart whenever I see people that treats anger and sadness as not normal, as something to the point na nagiging toxic na daw sila. Kasi, lagi ka na, imulungkot ka na naman, galit ka na naman. Hindi lang naging favorable sa yung result. And it's sad. It's sad especially when pag nakakakita ko ng mga younger people na yun yung naririnig nila. It's sobrang nakaka-invalidate yun ng feelings na bakit wala ba akong karapatang maging malungkot? Bakit wala ba akong karapatang maging galit? They treat the sadness or the anger as toxic when in fact them imposing the idea na dapat lagi kang masaya, dapat lagi kang positive, dapat pag ganito mag-move on ka na lang. Yun yung pag-impose na yun yung toxic. Not the sadness, not the anger. Kasi alam nyo, kung toxic ang sadness and anger, then toxic tayong lahat. It's just that. Yung iba, they're just better at hiding. They're just better at repressing. But at the end of the day, we all feel that. We all feel that. And we just have different methods on how we express it, on how we cope with it. But everyone at some point in their life feel sad or feel angry. And another thing about toxic positivity that bothers me is the fact that pag ikaw positive thinker ka, you're the better person, or ikaw yung nasa higher ground or whatever. No, it's not. It's just that you're just good at hiding, or you never felt strongly about anything. You never felt strongly about something na kumbaga indifferent ka lang. But that does not make you a better person. It just makes you an indifferent person that lacks empathy. I think at some point, of course, important na you get that balance of sadness and, you know, happiness and positive thinking. It helps. It helps. Halimbawa, discouraged ka. It helps whenever people tell me na kaya mo. I feel encouraged. That's good. But what's wrong with toxic positivity is you impose the feeling na ini-invalidate mo yung sadness. Nasasabi mo, wag kang malungkot. Maging masaya ka. Ganun siya. Ganun yung toxic positivity. Wala, I feel really bad for younger generations na to experience this collective invalidation as if their longing is, their hope is not significant dito sa society that we live in. It's sad kasi, diba, they're the young. They're supposedly, sila dapat yung hopeful, sila dapat yung idealistic. Kasi tayong mga adults, jaded na tayo. Yung idealism nung youth, sometimes, yung nakakalimutan kasi natin as adults na hindi natin alam. Yung idealism nung youth, yun yung nagpo-progress. Yun yung nagbibigay ng progress dito sa buhay natin. Kasi nagiging yung hope na dala-dala nila. Yung hope na at some point in our adult life, binitawan na natin. Kasi hindi naman ganun yung reality. Yun yung dala-dala nila. And it's just so sad na tayo, minsan sa buhay natin, naging idealistic din tayo. Why are we the first people na ini-invalidate yung human experience ng mga kabataan? I know that, kumbaga may mga tendency tayo na we just want to protect the children from these negative emotions. But we can't. Emotions are not something we can control. That's why ang magagawa lang natin is to validate their feelings and help them communicate with them kung paano sila pwedeng mag-deal with these emotions. Kasi yun yung kailangan natin eh. Hindi porket sabihin natin or ng mga mas nakakalanda na isipin niya. Huwag ka maging malungkot. Hindi naman basta-basta mawawala yung emosyon na ganun eh. What we can do is to tell them na okay, I know na nag-invest ka dito sa bagay na to, or I know na itong bagay na to ay nakakalungkot para sa'yo. And alam mo ba, whenever I'm faced with ganitong type of sadness, this is what I do. So maybe you can try, maybe it can help you, or if not, pwede mo naman i-share sa akin. Though hindi ako makarelate sa'yo, hindi ko fully maiintindihan kung anong nararamdaman nyo, maybe baka makatulong na makagaan sa loob mo. Ay, ayun, feeling ko nga din baka kaya yung generation ko nahihirapan ding mag-express or mag-validate ng emotion nila kasi we grew up in that environment eh. We grew up in the environment na it's a systematized toxic positivity. And it's sad, but also it's something na we have to deal with or we have to face as a society. And I'm hopeful that the next generation or the future generation will be more open in validating, or the future parents, future grandparents will be more open in validating the experiences of the young or even of the olden. Now we are more open in other emotions aside from happiness and joy and excitement and festivity, diba? We're more than that. Sana, alam mo yun, kung earlier pa lang, at a young age, na-expose na tayo na ang mga tao or everyone in an environment that validates negative emotions, then we would have been more systematic in dealing with these emotions. Hindi yung pag naramdaman natin, tatago natin, and then pag sumabog na tayo, like, hindi na natin alam kung ano gagawin. Ayun. I obviously feel strongly about that topic, yung toxic positivity. Kasi hindi porket positive siya, hindi na siya toxic. Kasi minsan, or madalas, yung mga sobra, sila pa yung toxic, no matter how positive. So, that is all for today's Happy Feels Podcast Random episode. I hope may natutunan kayo, or if you have anything that you want to say about toxic positivity, feel free to tweet sa amin. Para naman ako may kasama, no? Sa akin, sa Twitter account ng Happy Feels Podcast, which is happyfeels_pod. And that is all for today's episode. Bye!